So it's the last Monday in July 2015, and we're up for our annual visit to the fabulous Morpeth location of Pharmanord, of course with a P-H-A-R-M-A. And we're delighted to welcome a newbie to these wonderful little annual chats, and that's the wonderful Lindsay Baldry. Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Yeah, I've been with Pharmanord since January, so I don't really feel like a newbie now, but...
Well, we've met electronically. That's the first time we've actually met face-to-face. And one of the things about Pharmanord, of course, is that I've never heard anybody say, and you weren't going to be the first on this, to say, I feel terrible. I work at Pharmanord. It's a dreadful company to actually work for. It's great because obviously the product's great and the company's great.
Yeah, it's a really good place to work. I mean, I feel like I learn so much about nutrition every day, and I can improve my own life, and the team's really nice, and everyone's really enthusiastic.
So share with us, Lindsay, how did you actually get to this august position in your career pathway?
Well, my background really, because I work in public relations, my background was working in PR agencies, so I had lots of different clients to manage. So now working at Pharmanord, it's quite refreshing that I can really focus in on one industry, which I'm really keen on. I started out working in Manchester. I moved there after I finished university, and I was working in science PR and pharmaceutical PR. And then I moved to a PR agency back in my hometown of Newcastle, and I recently made the move to Pharmanord here in Morpeth.
Wearing my hat from the University of Lincoln, of course, within the School of English and Journalism, we have a PR programme. We also have a journalism PR programme that's developing, talking about the CIPR and the whole notion of the public relations agencies. It's vital, really, that it's an interface between what the public's impressions of a company are, but also ensuring that the brand is maintained.
With Pharmanord, we have lots and lots of loyal customers. I mean, we've been in the health supplements industry for over 25 years here in the UK, so the brand is fairly well established, which makes my job fairly simple. I mean, the key values of the company: quality, well researched, everything's backed by science. Really, there's not much I can do to go wrong because all of the products are so well supported.
And if we progress through that, let's have a look at obviously some of the flagship products. Coenzyme Q10, of course, remains very much from my point of view, as much as anything else, the number one product. And it's such a kind of blindingly obvious thing when you actually realise just how it provides the spark plugs for the cells of the body.
I know, it's unbelievable. I mean, when I started with the company in January, I'd never heard of Coenzyme Q10. Now I actually take the supplement, and I do find that it really helps with energy levels. My sister actually is training for the Great North Run in Newcastle this summer, so I actually recommended that she take it as well. She works in banking in London, so she's got a really busy, hectic lifestyle, and she just needed an extra energy boost, you know, to train, to run in the evening, and she's really finding that it helps as well.
It sounds as though it's one of a series of tales and stories and narratives. I know one of our students, C. Rice, who actually took part in the Lincoln 10K earlier this year, was part and parcel of that whole sort of area. And certainly, we mentioned there, as we look forward to developing sort of shows, who knows, maybe your sister will be up for a little sort of story with us.
I know, my sister is really inspirational. I mean, I'm not I like going to the gym a few times a week, but I'm not a huge runner, and I definitely could not do the Great North Run, so I'm really proud of my sister.
Excellent. Lindsay, let's move on to other sort of areas that you'd like to sort of just mention in terms of, obviously, you've been here now just over 7 months from that perspective. It can be a bit of a whirlwind from that sort of point of view, but what sort of other areas do you think this is worth sort of talking about?
Yeah, it's an exciting time to work for Pharmanord because lots of health issues are in the news very regularly. Everyone is talking about certain things. One of those things is sugar. So there's been lots in the news about hidden sugars that are found in foods, like tomato ketchup, soups, fizzy drinks, things that you might not necessarily associate with sugar. So it's really good for me to be able to, you know, spread the message that there are things that can help there if you're suffering from sugar cravings. We recommend a supplement called Biochromium, which is really good to help control blood sugar. We've got a new campaign just launched called Kick Your Sugar Habit. So it's all about, you know, communicating the risks of if your blood sugar is too high, it is actually very dangerous for your health.
And the thing about chromium, of course, as we've heard regularly from Dennis the chemist and his lots with us, is it's a wonderful way of binding and actually, as you rightly said, craving those times when you actually sort of feel you just have to have another bite, another snack, etc. It's not good. Sugar is the new nicotine.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, for years, people also blame fat fatty foods for people putting on weight. But actually now the attention's really turning to sugar, which is, in my opinion, actually more dangerous.
And it is, of course, a classic line that, as we regularly find when we do our location reports at country shows, that it's actually the fat in bacon, for instance, that actually gives it its taste. So there's another line there entirely, but we won't progress that. So, chromium, obviously, to very much the fore, bioquinone Q10, of course, coenzyme Q10 is there. We haven't got time to go through the vast range of products there, but you've got selenium and zinc, you've got a whole range of other factors. As I said, you surely, from this point of view, all backed by scientific treatments, it hopefully must make your job slightly easier.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment, really. I mean, everyone is keen to hear health advice. I work often with, women's lifestyle magazines, giving top tips to reduce sugar cravings. There's just nutrition can help health in so many ways that I'm never short on topics to write about and, you know, advice to share with people. So, yeah, it's a really good job to have.
And three words, of course, I think at the heart of the whole message, quality of life. That's the key thing where people are listening to this and they're thinking, oh, yes, fine, we've heard it all before, nutritional supplements and so on and so forth. We've heard about Olympic athletes and so on. But ultimately, you can't put a price on quality of life. And that does actually sort of help improve your life just through actually sensible eating, but also using some of the product that PharmaNord can provide.
Yeah, I mean, quality really is the thing when it comes to PharmaNord. Before I joined, I didn't actually realise, you know, how vastly different supplement manufacturers are.
Shocking as well,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah. So supplements in jars and things like that, all of our products are blister packed, so none of the ingredients become contaminated. So, yeah, quality is a word that I've written often, and I know lots of companies do say that, but it's nice to work for a company where you know it really is true.
Absolutely. And again, that line, without going into the drilling down into the data, it did surprise me just how much of a change you can get between, you know, apparently, oh, well, it's the same stuff, etc. No, it's not. You know, with a coenzyme Q10 thing, on if you're promised 150 milligrams, that's what you'll actually get, as opposed to what you may get by other brands.
Yeah, there was a story in the news recently to do with herbal supplements as well, not containing what they actually say on the label. But we're proud that all of our products, we can offer a certificate of analysis for every single product. So, you know, we can guarantee that what is on the label is actually in the supplement, which some companies can't do.
Lindsay, we've come to the end of this debut piece. Social media, social networking, very important in all sorts of ways. Would you like to share Twitter handles and Facebook pages and other such stuff? And indeed, of course, websites, which is going to be undergoing a new revolutionary change shortly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're due to launch a new website soon. But for the moment, you should check out www.multivits.co.uk. We're also on Twitter, which is @multivits. We quite often run competitions, so you should check those out. As well, we've got a Facebook page. Again, that's Multivits. So, yeah, look forward to hearing from you soon, hopefully.
Well, we normally say at this particular time it's Bent Hendrickson OBE, but no, we actually have Bent's son Rasmus Hendrickson with us. Yay, Rasmus, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
And I've got to turn around in terms of is there a connection with Erasmus? I mean, are you a European scholar?
I'm not a European scholar. Erasmus is the Dutch form of Rasmus, which is the Danish form.
Excellent. I thought I wasn't sure whether you just sort of kept the E in there. It's Erasmus. Brilliant stuff. I'm thinking about exchange programs and all sorts of things. Rasmus, share with us, what's your role within the PharmaNord company?
So since 2011, I've moved up to the UK to work, like you said, together with my dad, which has been a great opportunity. And so I've come up as sales manager for PharmaNord.
And have you taken his mountaineering trips and trips to Peru as well? Because, I mean, that's something which always amazes me with your dad. He does all these kind of wonderful things.
I like the story with my dad. When he turned 60, he started running half marathons and then doing even longer runs. And then when he got to 70, his GP said to him, you need to be careful because you're going to start damaging your hips and your knees and you get arthritis and wear and tear. So he said, fine, I'll stop doing half marathons and long runs and I'll start climbing mountains. So for his 70th, we climbed Kalapatar, which is the peak next to Mount Everest. And we've been doing one every year since then. But yeah, I wasn't lucky enough to go on the one to Mount Blanc, which he did with my brother and my niece. That was three generations at the top.
It's the Hendrickson families. Forget the Kardashians. I think we're going to the Hendricksons for the next reality TV show. Yes. Okay, we'll move on to Pharmanord. As we said, the great thing about the company is not only does it provide exactly, in terms of scientific terms, what it says it provides, but it also really improves people's overall lifestyles and takes on lifestyles. I mean, you just talked about that perfect example, how actually somebody in their 70s, which you know, a few decades ago, a few years ago, might sort of be seen, it's not going to happen really, but the whole lifestyle can improve markedly.
Absolutely, and I think that's the ethos of Pharmanord, is to work with products which are based on essential nutrients. So the natural healthcare industry gets labelled or has lots of different areas to it, and Pharmanord really focus on just a very few number of essential nutrients which we need in our diet. So we think it's important to maintain a healthy diet, do exercise. There's no sort of miracle cure for any of this. And Pharmanord products are designed to fit into that kind of lifestyle.
And they certainly do. I mean, as we said, we wouldn't be here and working through that if we felt that they were suspicious in any way, shape or form. And I mention that because obviously there are tales when you hear nutritional supplements, Olympic athletes, etc. No, I think we can guarantee, as indeed Dennis Gore has actually said, that when athletes use this, and there's cases in point, I think with Barcelona football team amongst other places, where they have noted that A, they're not illegal, but they actually do the business because they're basically natural.
That's right. I was actually lucky enough to coordinate the Barcelona trial because I was running Pharmanord in Spain when we set that up.
And you didn't get any players from Newcastle United. Rasmus, I'm disappointed.
No, I wasn't able to tempt them up to
Messi for you know the Gallagher end.
It might have changed the fortunes in Newcastle.
let's be right, because I mean that's most people, even if they're not into football, will have heard of the success of Barcelona, and this presumably is in the days of Pep Guardiola and so on. So you know, from your point of view, almost a dream job, I would have thought.
That's right, and it was a fantastic opportunity to work with some of the biggest players in the world, but also with the most advanced scientific team, and they were really looking at the details of how important the tiny little changes in your diet can be to your overall success, and so they use it. Also, the British cycling team were using the Q10 and the pycnogenol through their through the Olympic campaign, and we know it's used a lot for Olympic athletes. Because, like I say, it's those essential nutrients. It's the natural nutrients which the body needs, and it's not adding anything artificial or extra to the diet. And that's where you get these great results with antioxidants, reducing upper respiratory infections, which is often a problem for athletes, and also muscle recovery. So getting the energy into the muscles, which is the key to the success in so many areas of Q10.
You mentioned cycling, of course. Chris Froome, of course, just picked up another award, winning the Tour de France. But also in Teesside, our very own Team What Cycle, part of the On Your Bike podcast, which we're resuming, etc. I think they're also keen sort of Pharmanord followers as well.
Well, we worked actually very closely with the British cycling team, with their nutrition team, to help them look into the different areas of nutrition that they can use. But each cyclist is very individual. But cycling, certainly professional cycling and advanced cycling, people use an amazing amount of energy, and so they need to make sure they look after themselves as well as possible.
But for those people listening to this who are not professional athletes, and I don't want to go down that routine, certainly just improving that quality of life, that three-word phrase that's so essential, and of course the phrase conditionally essential, that's something where the Pharmanord output can help so much with.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned before, I think Q10's been something that's really helped, certainly as we age or if we're taking statins, where we can really feel that fatigue and the muscle stiffness, which they often call myalgia. A good example, which I think we can take from Bent, is that idea of sarcopenia. So when the muscles start to get tired and lose their muscle structure, we can see it in older people. They start
the old
to
bingo wings, as Dennis Gore would say.
The bingo wings, yeah.
Flapping pieces of skin. It's not a really nice thought. I don't want to go there.
And also that sort of stoop that people can often get, and that's as the muscle structure starts to weaken. And Q10 can be really important in helping not just for the energy levels, but help actually the muscle structure to stay intact.
And I noticed, of course, you know, there's also Q10 toothpaste. You've got various. Q10 actually is often thought of as well by several folks who mentioned this for the first time when I spoke to them about the joys of Q10, the importance of Q10. They said, oh, isn't that something you should put on skin cream? Well, actually, yes, but it's a different form, a different branch.
It's curious, yeah. And we were one of the first people to introduce, we were the first company to introduce Q10 into Europe, but also as a cream. We were the first company to introduce cream. But then some of the big cosmetics companies have come in on that market, and they do very well, but they're very small amounts of Q10 in the creams. But importantly, we make Q10 in the liver, and then we absorb it through our small intestine, and that's where it gets put into the cells. So if we don't get it through that process, it's not really as effective as if you put it on from the skin from outside.
Precisely. It is, of course, coenzyme Q10. It works on that basis in terms of helping the Krebs citric acid cycle work and break up those adenosine triphosphate into adenosine diphosphate in the Krebs citric acid cycle. It's getting very technical. I don't want to go down that route at this stage, Rasmus.
You're very well informed, Alex.
It's years of listening to Dennis's product. That's the important thing. Let's move on in terms of, as we head into, obviously, we're midway through the second decade of the 21st century, people's lifestyles continue to get busier, they're more hectic and so on. This is something where, despite people saying, oh, well, yes, you know, you can actually sort of just have a balanced diet, etc., the amount of Q10 or the amount of salmon or fish you'd have to consume to actually get the equivalent of the same amounts that you get in capsules would be just ridiculously high. And so ultimately, these are supplements which can actually help enhance and improve that quality of day-to-day living.
That's right. These are essential nutrients that we're working with. But I think it's more important as we age to start supplementing with things. When we're around 20 years old, our body's amazingly good at getting nutrients out of the food we make or the food we eat and making the coenzymes that we might need from different molecules. As we age, we start to lose that ability. So actually, we're at a stage where we're not able to do that transformation anymore. And that's
the fall off from really going over 21 plus, really. I mean, up to the first two decades, it seems we're okay. That when you look at the actual studies that actually show the fall off of Q10 production after 2025, it's quite frightening.
That's right. I mean, it's not very impacting when we get to 28 and we've lost 5% of our ability to make Q10. And even 45, where we've lost 20%. But that's when we start to begin to feel the effects of not having the same levels of Q10 in the system. But often at 55 years old, when we're down to 65% of our ability, and especially if we start taking statins and we can really feel that decrease in Q10, that's where it's really interesting to take something.
It's an old cliche, but I've frequently said that actually if you have a Ferrari and you put it or you fill it up with sugared water, you shouldn't be surprised if the engine stops functioning. And although we would never actually counsel people to just eat what they want to as long as you take your Q10, etc., I think with a balanced diet, nutritional supplements can have such an impact that it does actually sort of makes perfect sense to use them.
That's right, and too many people nowadays are filling themselves up with sugared water.
Absolutely. There's a whole little line from that point of view. Now, from a personal point of view, obviously Denmark, Barcelona, Morpeth, it'd be crazy to actually ask you to say, well, obviously Morpeth would win out in every sense of the time as a Newcastle United fan, but you've seen, obviously, a lot of the European. Are we in Britain behind our European partners in terms of considering the importance of nutrition? Are we still sceptical? I mean, what sort of vibe do you actually get when you compare it with, obviously, experiences in Spain, Denmark, and so on?
It's interesting. Spain has got a very good reputation. When you live in England, everyone looks at Spain and says, oh, they've got the Mediterranean lifestyle and everything's perfect. And I think actually the middle ground in Spain is generally more healthy. There's more tendency towards cooking everything from scratch, making your own food. Whereas in the UK, it's more polarized. So we've got more people eating too much processed food, but also more people who are acutely aware of their diet and making more effort. So we've got both extremes and a bit more concentration on both ends. So I think Britain's about 5 years ahead of Spain in the understanding of health and nutrition and getting the very specialized types of nutrition supplements and that kind of thing. But Spain's better at the middle ground, at the whole population eating a more healthy diet.
That makes perfect sense. And as we look ahead, now you're based within Morpeth. Have you got any plans to actually say, no, I'm off to Australia next, to actually spread the Pharma Nord word there?
I've got no plans at the moment to go anywhere else. I've got lots of friends who come up from Southern Europe and visit us, and they always come up very sceptical. It's going to be cold and drizzly, and that we get a bad rap. The food's going to be terrible. And so I'm always very proud to take them out and show them around. They love it when we get up the beach and the fish is great. And, you know, there is fantastic food if you go and look for it. You have to make a bit more effort than some places. My wife is Mexican, so the only place I could see us going in the near future would be Mexico. But we're so comfortable here. It's such a great place to be. The northeast of England, particularly because
it's the centre of civilization, Erasmus.
That's what I keep telling them. but it is. The people are so friendly and welcoming and humble. There isn't that sort of pretension that you get in the southern big cities.
No names, but I know exactly what you're saying. Erasmus, has been splendid touching base with yourself. Any other sort of final key points you want to just mention in this initial interview?
No, it's been a pleasure to meet you, I'm really enjoying working in the northeast and with the supplements. So it's great.
Erasmus, has been a genuine delight, and we'll speak again very soon.
Nice to meet you.
So our general coverage of the joys and delights of pharmanord.co.uk continues. We're delighted now to meet the Glamourpus extraordinaire, who is
Anna Laura.
Anna, delighted to touch base with your good self. What sort of things have you been working on recently within the Pharmanord area?
Well, I'm pretty much the expert on omega-7, and we've been trying to communicate some of the various benefits to different people. Our campaign for the last few years has focused on dry eyes, and while dry eyes used to be something that we associated with old age, it's become much more of a prevalent issue.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, exactly. And following through that, I mean, that's something which, again, causes a whole range of sort of challenges in terms of lifestyles, in terms of people's routines, from that perspective. Partly due, of course, to our hectic lifestyles in cities as well, I doubt.
Absolutely. One of the things we've actually found is that younger and younger people are actually suffering from dry eyes with the extended use of electronic devices. There's a lot of teenagers nowadays who can't unglue literally themselves from tablets, mobile phones. And what happens when you stare at a screen for a long time is that you blink much less, and that dries the eyes. So we're finding there's many more opportunities for people to use omega-7. Because there's very little out there for dry eyes.
And, of course, the lacrimatory gland's going to produce a certain amount of things. And if we're looking at our screen-based cultures, as you rightly say, you need to ensure that you don't sort of become a nation of dry eye zombies.
Quite right, yes. I'll quote you on that.
That's perfectly okay. Now, in terms of that, obviously, that's just one of the range of material there. Clinical studies, how have they been going in terms of dry eyes? I mean, is that an area that you've been exploring too?
Yes, we did one in Finland about 4 years ago, and it was very, very successful, which means that we've been able to approach optician optometrists. And what I would like to do is also be able to talk to laser eye clinics.
Particularly interesting in terms of obviously the way in which people are moving away from wearing glasses, as I'm doing today, through to obviously eye cultures, eye contacts as well from that perspective.
Absolutely. I wear contact lenses and I've been wearing them for a very long time. And about 5 years ago, I started feeling my eyes getting drier. And so I'm on omega-7 too.
Which makes perfect sense. Now, as with all of these nutritional supplements, they're found in nature. You can actually access them through nature. But I always like to say that with Pharmanord, you have that instant concentration and legitimised concentration, which can actually help and improve that. I mean, how long would somebody have to roughly sort of be on a course of the omega-7 to kind of notice an improvement?
Omega-7 is quite atypical because for a lot of supplements, it can take quite a long time to see a difference. But with omega-7, we're having about a quarter of the people who use it who say they see a benefit within 2 weeks, which is incredibly fast. But we would recommend 4 to 6 weeks.
And when it comes to eyes, of course, I also think about pycnogenol as well. Is that something else that sort of helps, or is that a completely different area?
It's more in the background. Pycnogenol has a wealth of different benefits, and it does help eyes, but it's more in terms of retinopathy, it's more in terms of illnesses, as opposed to omega-7, which is much more for immediate symptoms.
Whilst we're thinking about omega-3 fish oils, that also springs to mind, which, of course, I always love the fact that the Pharmanord omega-3 fish oils actually has a nice lemon flavour as well.
Absolutely. If you ever try to take omega-3 from
the bottle, that's not good, yes.
It's not. I still remember as a child having to take it and, you know, many years later.
But that again also helps in terms of our, I suppose, overall lubrication, really, with respect to eyes and systems like that.
Absolutely. And until omega-7, omega-3 used to be recommended for dry eyes, and it certainly has some benefits. But with omega-7, you get your combination of omega-3, 6, 7, and 9. So if you wanted to step ahead.
Just wanted to sort of make sure that, because obviously, I mean, sometimes we can go into health food stores and online, etc., and even with multivits.co.uk, see such a panoply of choices. It's important, obviously, to focus down on that.
I agree. It's always a good idea to do a bit of research, but also we have some really good people here. So it's always a good idea to give somebody a ring here and they'll be able to guide you down the right path, because as you said, there's a lot of products and some are not easily pronounced, like bicnogenol.
Well, exactly, bark of trees, you know, that's where it all comes from.
Not just any tree, the French maritime.
Precisely. So as we head into the third decade, obviously, of Pharmanord's basing in the United Kingdom, the company continues to go from strength to strength. You must feel a sense of pride actually working for a company which is genuinely making a difference when it comes to people's health and lifestyles.
Unquestionably, we certainly receive a lot of letters, a lot of phone calls from really happy customers. We have people who actually phone to say how the product has made a big difference, and it's really rewarding to hear that.
Well, as ever, it's proven to be an insight, I'd say eye-opening, but perhaps that's a bad pun, in terms of the fabulous sort of connections you've brought us today. Once again, many thanks.
It's a pleasure. Next time.
And so we come to the conclusion of our little mini location report in association, of course, with Pharmanord at the headquarters of Pharmanord in Morpeth. That would be Morpeth, England, of course. Not sure where my Morpeths are out there. And we're delighted to be able to spend a few moments once again with the legend who is Bent Henriksen, OBE. How are you, Bent?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, now, again, the company continues to go from strength to strength. As we've said, we're into the third decade of Pharmanord within the UK. You must feel secretly very proud with how the whole thing's developed.
Oh, I think it's gone very well in the last nearly 30 years, yeah. And especially the last 5 years, we have had our normal increase about 10 to 20% a year. And we've introduced quite a few new products. And we are excited about a new product coming in October, which will be introduced to the market, which is very relative to our rest of our program.
Well, we'll keep that in the list of things to actually be forthcoming. Very impressed, of course, with your son Rasmus, who shared with us the tale of why you stopped giving up the marathon running and decided to go out for mountaineering in your 70s. So extraordinary. And I mean, would you be heading up any more mountains in the near future?
I'm not sure. I'm planning right now maybe to go to South America, Ecuador maybe, but we'll see. It depends on the rest of the team, really. And the team leader we normally use is trying the K2 right now in Pakistan, so we'll see how he succeeds and when he get back.
Well, hopefully they're fully equipped with Pharmanord nutritional supplements.
He actually take, I think, about 6 or 7 of our products. And he's very keen on it, and he thinks it helps him a lot with his energy level.
Well, I've got to say, I agree, and I sort of wave the flag for the selenium plus zinc, obviously the coenzyme Q10, and indeed the chromium in terms of all classics that one tends to use oneself.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, or maybe not lucky, but very, you know, insisting on coming up with new products, which has a very good effect on people's health.
I could also add, of course, the wonderful omega-3 fish oil with its lovely lemon flavour, and in addition to that, the magnesium and pycnogenol, of course.
They're all very important products to take, you know, and sometimes it's difficult to see when you should stop taking your product.
It's true, I know. It's all there, but all good stuff. Ben, as we sort of continue with the fabulous work the company is doing, I've noticed there's always a positive energy with the Pharmanord employees. What is the secret, Ben, from a management perspective? If somebody was actually supposed to say, Ben, how do you keep everybody so happy?
That's a good question. But I think the main thing is to let people get on with their job. And then, of course, to try to get the right people into the company. But also, and interesting enough, we are adding another 2 people next week. And I'm just looking at one of the profiles, because we do a scientific profile on them, and really to make sure that they fit into the rest of the team too. Because it is a teamwork. And I always insisted that every time somebody leaves, we already get somebody better. And it seems to work. And it seems to, the team gets stronger and stronger as we go along.
Well, that's clearly something Mike Ashley needs to adopt at St. James Park, but that's another line entirely. If he's listening, you know, he might pay attention.
He has a little bit of a different style, I think, also, and he has to realise that fitting into the Northeast scene is not that easy. But I've just been very lucky with the 40 years I've had here, and have created a lot of good friends in business too.
Well, I can't believe, Ben, it's over a decade since we started working together. It's been a genuine pleasure and delight as ever. And as I head off on the roads to Lincoln, let's hopefully toast to many more years of Farm and Ord and Southside Broadcasting.
I hope so. And it's always a pleasure when you come to visit us. And I hope you will in the future. Thank you.